Job chapter 13. Lo, mine eye hath seen all this. Mine ear hath heard and understood it. What ye know, I know also. I am not inferior to you. But I will speak to the Almighty, and will find pleasure in reasoning with God. For ye, indeed, are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would be altogether silent, and it would be your wisdom. Hear now my defense, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will ye speak unrighteously for God, and for him speak deceit? Will ye accept his person? Will ye contend for God? Will it be well if he should search you out? Or as one that mocketh at a man, will ye mock at him? He will certainly reprove you, if ye do secretly accept persons. Shall not his excellency terrify you, and his dread fall upon you? Your memorable sayings are proverbs of ashes. Your bulwarks are bulwarks of mire. Hold your peace from me, and I will speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore should I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in my hand? Behold, if he slay me, yet would I trust in him. But I will defend mine own ways before him. This also shall be my salvation, that a profane man shall not come before his face. Hear attentively my speech, and my declaration with your ears. Behold now, I have ordered the cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that contendeth with me? For if I were silent now, I should expire. Only do not two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy terror make me afraid. Then call, and I will answer, or I will speak, and answer thou me. How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Wherefore dost thou hide thy face, and countest me for thine enemy? Wilt thou terrify a driven leaf, and wilt thou pursue dry stubble? For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. And thou puttest my feet in the stocks, and markest all my paths. Thou settest a bound about the soles of my feet, one who, as a rotten thing consumeth, as a garment that the moth eateth.